Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I forgot we had it.
That was my first time hearing it.
When you hear that music, you know it's Sassy Elliott time. This Elliott Shore Park's call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. What do you think of the new Sassy Elliott song, Elliott?
I mean, I do think my sassiest calls are Friday from the NovaCare Complex parking lot. So I guess in terms of timing, it's good. I thought you were going to play maybe like "The Champ Is Here" by Jada Kiss, you know, something that, with you know, my crown.
But no, we're calling that a Mickey Mouse title. Yeah, look at what happened this year.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I knew there was no way it would age well amongst you guys.
What I can see happening is that the existence of the actual Sassy Elliott sort of fades away, and we just start referring to you as Sassy Elliott. Nobody even remembers where it came from.
Agreed. Five years from now, no one will remember the one hit I missed from all year.
Hey! So, Elliott, we started off the show today really just asking the question, is this team just cooked, right? We have the offenses look bad. The defense looked bad on Friday. It seemed like they were lifeless. Jalen Carter's now has the injury thing. We're, you know, praying that somehow Darius Slay gets here. Do you think that this team is cooked, or do you think that they've got one more run left in them?
So it's a great question. When you watch them play, like I always try to remind myself how I felt watching them play the last 2 weeks. And when you watch them play, I think there is certainly an element or a feeling of them being cooked. Like at the end of that Bears game, I wasn't saying they were the best team in the NFC. But then when you take the emotion out of it and you look around and you look at, you know, the rest of the NFC, you look at the fact that they are 8-4, like I think cooked is strong. If they were cooked, I would view them as having no shot. And I think they absolutely have a shot come playoff time. Now, they obviously need to play better. Like, obviously, that's part of it. But I think cooked would insinuate it's over. And I can't go as far as saying it's over.
Yeah, I would say you're probably not going to bet on either one, right? I mean,
But if I had to bet, I would bet on them going to the Super Bowl. Like, if I had to pick either they don't win a playoff game or they go to the Super Bowl, I would pick the Super Bowl.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, because they're going to have a home playoff game. I'd be very surprised if they lost their home playoff game. Obviously, anything can happen between now and then. But right now, today, I don't think there's an opponent I would pick to come into Philadelphia in that game and beat the Eagles of the teams it could likely be. Like, if it's not going to be the Rams, I mean, the Rams is a tougher call. But so if the options are they don't win a playoff game or go to the Super Bowl, I think they're almost definitely going to win their first home playoff game. And if that's the case, like, you get momentum going. The rest of the conference isn't that good. If it was those two options, I would pick the Super Bowl.
I think where I would be, and then we can get on the next thing, where I would be is I think they could beat anybody in that playoff game. I also wouldn't be surprised if they lost to anybody in the playoffs. You know, So I want to just get to a few injury things here. We got the news yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, whatever it was, that Jalen Carter had two, they made sure not to call it surgeries, that he had procedures on his shoulders. I saw one doctor online guessing maybe he got PRP injections in his shoulders, which would be a procedure, not a surgery. Do you have a sense, I saw the report that he, you know, is aiming to be 100% for the playoffs. Do you have a sense of when we may see Jalen Carter again this year?
So I think we'll get our answer on that prior to Monday, if they put in, and whether or not they put him on IR. Like when Lane got hurt and then he wasn't put on IR, that's when everybody got hope that, oh, he's not going to be out 6-7 games. And it looks like Lane, if I had to guess, probably will play against the Raiders. So, you know, if it's going to be four or less games, they won't put him on IR, Jalen Carter. And if it's going to be more than four, then they will. My concern isn't so much if he plays, you know, one game the rest of the way or whatever. My concern is just when you're a guy that size and you miss playing football for at least three games, I think it's going to be, and then maybe four or five, depending. Like, it's really hard to bounce back from that. So I do think, you know, presumably his shoulders will feel better when he comes back. He'll have the procedure. That'll be fixed, hopefully. But my concern is just, he has had trouble staying in football shape this year already. Vic Fangio has brought that up. He missed a lot of training camp, had a slow start to the year. So he just hasn't had a chance to get in a good rhythm. And I think missing 3 weeks to 4 weeks and then going back in what will be an intense game, like the first game he plays in will probably be a very intense one. I doubt he plays in a meaningless game. I think it's going to be hard for him to come back and be the player everyone thought he could be this year.
Yeah, I mean, whew. Well, that's going to be tough on the D-line, and by proxy is going to be tough on our linebackers. I mean, last week, linebackers couldn't get to the running game because the D-linemen were in their lap and the offensive linemen were in their lap. If Jalen Carter's not playing, what does that do for Jordan Davis and how much he has to be out there? And I'm assuming Moro Jomo is going to be the starter in place of him.
Yeah, so I think that it puts a ton of pressure on Moro Jomo and Jordan Davis. And now the flip side of that is, but they both have a chance to earn themselves a ton of money over these next three games. Like if they can go out and play at a high level in the absence of Jalen Carter, when both are, I mean, you know, both are essentially in a contract year because they only have 1 year left after this year, they can make themselves a lot of money. Now, I know that's not the concern of everyone right now because people are more concerned about how the football team plays, but that is an interesting aspect to it. Now, Moro Jomo has been awesome this year. The question is, can Moro Jomo go from being awesome as the guy next to Jalen Carter to being the guy every team game plans
right
throughout the week and get double team? You know, Jalen Carter always played on the left side of the football. Like Moro Jomo was saying yesterday, now maybe he lines up there. So you're talking about scouting for a different guard than you were before. You're talking about just being in a different spot on the field. So there's just a lot of changes with that. And you're right with the linebackers. It definitely doesn't help them, especially coming off a week where no one in that front seven played well against the run. My bigger concern is about the secondary, because I think the secondary, one whole side of the field, right, the safety, whoever, whether it be Sidney Brown or Marcus Epps and Adoree Jackson, is a big question mark. And when your defensive line's not getting pressure, and with Jalen Carter, you would think they would get less pressure, I think there's just more pressure on your back four or five, whatever you want to call it. So that would be a concern. The linebackers I agree with, but Justin Herbert does have a good set of receivers. Like the way to beat him this week is to get to him in his broken hand to, you know, force him out of the pocket. But if he has time back there, it's going to be really, really hard for this secondary to cover all those receivers.
So speaking of pressure, Jalen Phillips was listed as having a concussion. Is Jalen Phillips going to play on Monday?
Yeah, I think he's going to play. In order to clear the concussion protocol fully, I think you have to complete a practice. I talked to Jalen Phillips in the locker room yesterday, and he's fine. So I would be very surprised if he doesn't play in the game.
And then finally on play and not play, we talked about the Darius Slay thing in that. Now, you told me he wasn't going to get claimed by anybody. He did get claimed by the Buffalo.
Yeah, I was wrong about that. Yeah.
Insider of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Slay gets claimed by the Bills. He seems very comfortable not going to play for the Bills. The Bills don't have to do anything about this. Is there the ability for the Bills to just release their claim, and do you think there's any possibility Slay ends up playing for the Eagles this year?
So I think, to defend myself for a second, a lot of people in the building were very surprised he got claimed. I don't think they anticipated him being claimed. So that was a surprise. Like, they were ready to...
Okay, all right. That's fair. I did ask the question.
But I think there's two issues. So there's one way for Darius Slay to get here, and that is Drew Rosenhaus is arguably the most powerful agent in the NFL, and that's his agent, and maybe he makes something happen. Like, that is the way that it could happen. But the issue is the NFL is not going to just sit back and watch the Eagles essentially circumvent the waiver wire system, right? Like, you know, if I'm the Lions or the Rams or whoever, and Darius Slay gets claimed, and then he just goes, nah, I'd rather play for the Eagles, and the Eagles get him, then what's the point of having the waiver wire system? So I think there would be that issue with it. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they anticipated him being claimed. I'll also say, listening to him on, he was interviewed by Emmanuel Acho yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just lying, but he sounds pretty happy going to, like, his kids' games and not having to go to practice. And when you've already had two players come in the building and retire, I don't know if you want to bring someone in that doesn't sound like maybe their heart is 100% into football.
I think he's just playing that role because he has to publicly.
You think so?
Yeah.
I had the same sense watching that Elliot did. I was like, wow, this guy doesn't seem to be bothered by not playing at all. But
yeah, he seems like he got to experience retirement for 3 days and is like, wow, this is actually awesome. Like, I don't have to go to practice. I can go to my kids' games. So, that was my take.
What kids' game is he going to in December? What are we playing right now? Is he playing football outside somewhere? What are we doing?
Well, basketball.
Oh. I mean,
how old is his kids?
16. He said his kid's 16.
Oh, his oldest.
He's 18.
Oh, 18.
Oh, his oldest son.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm thinking about the little ones.
Oh, right.
That's what I was thinking about. What are we talking about?
I was like, they suck anyway.
No, I'm just saying the importance of the games is not that.
Have you ever seen little kid football? They suck. They're all just running, following the ball, and all of them.
It's like recess out there. That's all it is, man. I forgot about the oldest son. I forgot, yeah.
So, Elliot, let me ask you about this. There was, now, look, we get on you for not having scoops, but we do give you credit for asking difficult questions, and this happened at the Jalen Hurts press. We do. We're fair, I believe.
Well, it's my only path at this point, so I got to keep doing it.
Yeah. So there was a Jalen Hurts press conference yesterday, and we will play the audio here. I wanted to get your sense of it. You were asking him about the reports that he didn't want to run the ball more. Here's the exchange, the two questions.
Jalen, you mentioned reporting that maybe you're not as willing to run the ball this year. I was wondering that's true, or if you approach a season the same way.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what is how we come to that conclusion or rationalize that?
So it wasn't my reporting, but there's been reporting that you don't want to run the ball as much this year.
Okay. I've always been focused on doing whatever it takes to win, and I've always put my energy on trying to bring a game plan and a strategy that week to life. So I'll continue to do that.
When you do your deep dive into the past, are you looking at the running game too? Is that part of it? Or, you're more of a passing game, but
look at everything. And I have my thoughts. I've always had thoughts. Ultimately, it's not just my thoughts that are going to go out there and foster, what we do. That's not the reality of how it works. You know, it's a lot of trust in Coach Nick. There's a lot of trust in Coach KP, and they lead the way in that. And so I think as a unit, and more importantly as a quarterback, it's about me going out there and following the direction and the vision and following their rhythm and what they do.
So before we get to the Jalen thing, it did sound like you muscled John McMullen out of a question to ask that question. Was that his voice? Am I right?
I don't remember who I muscled out for that one. It was obviously somebody.
Okay.
But that third question wasn't me, too.
Yes.
To
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's break this down into two things. So your questions, asking him about the reports that he didn't want to run the ball more. What did you take out of his responses, if anything?
So I think his initial kind of questioning of my question was his way of saying, like, how could anybody believe I don't want to run the ball? Like where is that conclusion coming from? And so I don't think he was, snapping back at me for the question. I think that's how he wanted to initially respond to it. And then obviously when I followed up and asked him essentially the same question again, I think he was basically said, what you guys heard, which is, I always want to do what it takes to win. I thought it was interesting in there. He said, the game plan and the strategy for the week, kind of implying like he doesn't do the game plan and the strategy for the week. And so if the ball is not being run, he's just doing kind of what he's being told. But I think the first part was just a genuine kind of trying to say, like, I've run the ball a ton in my career. Like, why would I not run it now? Was probably what he was trying to portray.
You know, he could have just said those words, though, right?
No, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, so the second thing, we were talking about it yesterday when he said, you know, it's not just me, it's KP, it's Nick. And it does sort of, and I know it was only one quote last year, but we did get the offense is going to look the way that Jalen Hurts wants it to look, and everybody's got to get used to that. And then you compare that to, hey, it's those guys. Did you take anything from his response to that?
So I think, to kind of piggyback off the last thing, like, even his answer about running the ball had an insinuation of, I just do what I'm told. I think there's been other times this year where he has said things, you know, that's a question for Kevin, right? Like, I think he has a little bit more this year kind of tried to say, I'm just running the offense that I'm being told to run. So, I mean, it would be a good question for him, actually. As you've said before, it's going to look how you want it to look. How does that relate to what the coordinators are calling? But I would agree with you that it does seem this year he is bringing up the coaches and their impact on what he does as opposed to in past years.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, I think he probably hears all the finger pointing coming his way from people in the building. And he's reminding people that, by the way, you know, I'm just doing what I'm told to do. I think the finger pointing people would probably counter by saying, well, we're just doing what we think you can do. But, you know, that's the kind of the whole question we've been talking about all year.
Yeah. You know what, Elliot? I don't want to go down this road, but listen, you kind of led me here because I'm thinking sort of the same thing. I've mentioned this to Spike from the standpoint of Jalen sort of being aware of this noise that's surrounding him, leaks out the building, you know, all this type of stuff that's coming out about him. He must assume that some of this is coming from people that supposed to have his best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if he has gone into protection mode of himself and his own brand to say, hey, you know what? If this is how it's going to be, then I'm going to make sure I do what's best for me. I'm just wondering that. Like, and that also has the running aspect included in there as well as to whether or not how eager is he to put himself in harm's way by running more.
Yeah, I think there's a component of it. I mean, I think maybe you've made this point, but I think it's perfect for what you just said. Like, the finger pointing and the saving of the jobs are not things that should be happening on a team that's 8-4, probably going to win the division and host a home playoff game. So I do think that you're right. Like, the element of what he is saying is kind of I don't want to say deflecting blame, but almost kind of fighting back at the reporting that it's all his fault. Right. Yeah. So that's why I think Monday is such a huge game. I mean, it's a primetime game. Everyone's going to be watching it. The whole, you know, media conglomerate's going to be talking about it leading up, like ESPN, NFL Network. Like, there's going to be a lot of focus on what's wrong with the Eagles leading up to Monday night. And if they lose, there'll be a lot of focus again. And so I think Monday can be a huge game in, you know, directing where this season goes.
Yeah, you're right. That Monday night game is a standalone game. So once they get done with talking about Sunday's action, it's going straight to focusing on the Eagles and Chargers. And
then the next day.
Well, and let's be frank, the Eagles are the more interesting team of the two, so they're going to dive into all the issues that's been going on this year.
No, I agree. Yeah. Can I push back actually on something you said earlier, Spike? Not that we have to yell at each other every time, but I did disagree with. Like, you said you wouldn't be surprised if any team beat the Eagles in the playoffs. And I get what you're saying. They make a lot of mistakes. But I do think, like, let's take the Chiefs, for example, or, you know, whatever, like the Patriots from back in the day. And the Eagles are not on the Patriots level. But one of
those
teams,
Chiefs.
Like,
or the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like,
so just agree. Agree.
No. I'm not going to agree. Because if the Colts go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs this year in the playoffs, now I know that game won't happen. Nah. But, like, I would still be surprised by that. Nah. I would be surprised.
But the Eagles aren't the Chiefs. The Eagles aren't the Chiefs.
No.
Here's the difference. Just to lay out the difference. The Chiefs have won three Super Bowls. They have debatably the best quarterback of all time and debatably the best coach of all time. Whereas the Eagles have won one Super Bowl. Nobody is arguing they have the best quarterback of all time. Nobody's arguing they have the greatest coach of all time. And 2 years ago...
Well, Elliott said they're a top 10 head coach quarterback duo of all time.
And they do have arguably a top 10.
Two years ago, the season with these two gentlemen unraveled so badly they got their asses handed to them by the Tampa Bay Bucks in the first round of the playoffs. So the difference between the Chiefs and the Eagles is actually massive. So that's why I do not put the Eagles on the Chiefs level. And even by the way that you rank things, the credit that you give the Eagles, given what the Chiefs have done, there should be three times as much credit to the Chiefs. If you're just saying they win and they won Super Bowls, well, those guys have won Super Bowls and are respected in a way that the Eagles have not. You know,
they've been to five.
Yeah, just you don't have to do that to make the argument.
I guess what I'm trying to say is you're right. The Chiefs are ahead of the Eagles. I agree with you on that. But the Chiefs in the NFL are probably the team most like, or the Eagles are the team most like the Chiefs in the NFL currently, right? Because they've been the two Super Bowls.
So have the Rams.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Rams, when did they win their Super Bowl? That was how many years ago at this point? Four? Five? Like, that was almost almost a completely different team? I'm trying to think how much turnover they've had.
When they went in 19? No, the Rams went in 21.
21.
21.
Yeah. 21, yeah.
Okay. But the point I'm making is this. Like, I do think this team's playoff success should give them a level of, like, I would be surprised if a team with no playoff experience knocked them out. Like, even if they're not playing well, just like with the Chiefs, or if you want to say the Rams, right? Like, I would be surprised if the Bears knocked the Rams out of the playoffs.
Right.
Put it that way.
Right.
So I get the heart of what you're saying, which is they are a team that shoots themselves in the foot, so they are capable of losing to any team. I do think it's a different animal to knock them out than it is to beat them in week 14 or 13 or whatever. So that's the only thing I would push back on. And I agreed with you initially, but when I thought of it, I actually would be surprised. Like, I would be surprised if Seattle beat them.
Well, we have to see how the next five games go, I think, to really figure out whether we would be surprised at that. I guess I'm just saying this is a football team that hasn't proven they're actually good at anything. And I know they won the Super Bowl last year. And I think that Mike Mayock made a really good point yesterday when he said that Saquon's explosive runs last year covered up for a lot of offensive flaws on the football team. And we don't have those runs. And then we don't have the same offensive line production. We don't have the same health. So I guess I hear what you're saying, but would I be surprised if the Chicago Bears beat the Eagles in the first round of the playoffs? I mean, they just beat their asses on Friday. Why would I be surprised?
So the last thing I would say is, while we did this on Tuesday and you asked me what they're good at, and I couldn't really think of anything besides turnover. So I'm not fighting back. They're not good at anything. But what I think about a lot is they have won 8 games and beaten a lot of good teams. So there must be something they're good at. Like, I know that we're saying they're not good at anything, but all these teams that we act like are way better than them, they've beaten them. So there must be something that they're doing out there. And that's why, even though they're not aesthetically pleasing to watch right now, and I agree, when I watch them, I think to myself, man, this team is in shambles right now. Like, I still think that they deserve the benefit of the doubt in the playoffs against these teams that are far from proven and that they've beaten.
Yeah. Okay. Championship DNA.
Yeah, I guess. All right, Elliot. When do you leave for LA? On Sunday?
Yeah, I don't leave till Sunday afternoon. So Go Birds Radio tomorrow, 1 to 3.
There you go, and you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. There he is, the talented, sassy, and always infuriating Elliot Shorepark.
Oh, you gotta have a nice outfit for Monday. Good weather. Everything.
Oh yeah, come on. Yeah.
Linen? You know, I don't normally dress as well on the road because I'm not on camera as much. But like, maybe I'll have to do something nice for LA.
Linen. Feels like linen.
I love linen, especially after September. Yeah.
Yep. All right, there he is, the world famous Elliot Shorepark. You know what happened? It wasn't combative enough.
No.
He doesn't like that.
No.
And
he's
had
a masochist.
To bring something up, you know?
He's a what?
Masochist.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he said mathicus.
A mathicus, no.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think a mathicus is a real thing.
You gotta respect that. Elliot's uncomfortable agreeing.
Yeah, but then also his Friday hits, he comes on a little mopey.
Like, you know,
he has the attitude of like, oh, they're going to make fun of me for something.
Yeah,
yeah. He's Eeyore. Oh, yeah, he's got a little Eeyore vibes on Friday.
Oh, I didn't recognize that.
And it's Fridays when he's like, yeah, I don't even listen to Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. It's always Fridays.
Yeah, a little mopey.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
It's the whole power ranking.
I guess I'll give up this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. You know, nut up.
Yeah. Grow up, Elliot. I'm sorry. You can't give the Eagles the same credit you give the Chiefs. The Chiefs are in, for me, are sort of remind me of the Spurs. When the Tim Duncan Spurs.
Sure.
And my thing with the Tim Duncan Spurs is I'll stop thinking they're going to win when they actually stop winning. When they're dead, then they'll be dead, and that's fine. But that team's not dead. Yeah. I don't think of this team
No,
like
the Chiefs
that
are
team.
Definitely ahead of them.
Yeah.
But I would say this. I think where he's really coming from is that what other team has been consistently winning, getting to the Super Bowl more than the Eagles? Other than the Chiefs.
Yes, of late. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also I wonder if we had to give them the benefit of the doubt heading into the 2023 playoffs. You know, because they went to the Super
Bowl. We tried to, yeah.
Well, I know.
That didn't work out.
It didn't work out. No. Yeah. So it does matter how they're playing.
Well, yeah, that's why Monday night is must win. 215-592-9494. So what do you think? You think they're cooked? They got one run left in them. Also, next question.
We got another one in us.
Give us somebody.
Yeah, they're gearing up for it. Yeah.
A notable second act for next question. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Winter hits fast. I'm talking snow, ice, wind. Don't wait for something on your home to fail. Call my friends over at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, they got lifetime warranty roofing, siding, and American-made Provia and Anderson windows and doors. From Philly to South Jersey. Nope. From Philly to Jersey Shore. Nope. From Philly to the Jersey Shore. There we go. I had it. Emmons is a platinum Owens Corning contractor, which means Owens Corning warranties their workmanship for life. That's right, for life. Now, there's no better roof than an Owens Corning roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing available. Call Emmons.com. This is not written properly, man. 833-4-EMMONS and tell Mike sent you.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, with this one.
Nice!
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Is this Hank Williams Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... He's a real one. You know, like too many of the guys that Jack, that Jack plays, I don't think, are real ones. Hank Williams Jr. is a real one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. The new country, I'm not.
A lot of twang in that one.
Yeah, but it's real twang.
Yeah, yeah, 80s like, twang. Yeah. You know? That's a voice who's been through a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
And a lot of smoking.
A lot of smoking.
It's not Chester County twang like Jack.
Yeah. This is fake twang.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is 3:30 on Friday, which means we are joined by the world's most accurate forecaster.
Jefferson Love Bug, and you just get it a little hotter. I'll stoke it for you. Come on, cupcake.
That is Tornado Shapiro. Tornado.
Hey, fella. Who you calling cook to? Sure, we got injuries, but a wounded animal is the most dangerous. This team's about to get its elixir. Some warm weather, some shorts and skirts in L.A. They need to look at some skin in Los Angeles. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Why is it so cold? Why? I'm cold and I'm scared. Stop your belly aching. Overcast and 32 outside right now. This is nothing. I worked in the frigid cold for a lot of years at Keweenaw County, Upper Peninsula, Minnesota. Yeah. KOLD-TV, the cold cave. I drove a snowmobile to work. We had a weather girl out there by the name of Barbara Boots. We called her Miss Little Miss Muffins. I could never get her digits. What a handful. His sister sold shaved ice at the cantina. Sure, she knew how to shape your snowballs. Come on. Okay.
Cheap one.
I remember one afternoon I trimmed her tree. She actually had two sisters, Ophelia and Hypothermia. They both had a little bite to them. Okay. Yeah, did a lot of work. You guys know what I did a lot of work with the ski resorts. You've heard of Smuggler Snatch?
Smuggler's Notch.
Oh, you know her too. And of course, Greek Peak. You know, you have to approach that hill from behind. Hello. Yeah, I was an old ad man back then, a regular Don Draper. I was the guy behind the classic campaign, Blue Mountain. They needed the money. Sugarbush Resort is promising 10 inches of hard-packed snow overnight. Blue Chew alert. Sixers in Milwaukee. Pack a sweater. It's going to be 23 degrees tonight in the Brew City. It'll be warmer if you go inside for the game.
Yes, of course.
Chilly weather. We stay below freezing locally most of the night. Ice skating at Dilworth Plaza is open till 11 p.m. Great weather for roasted nuts and Irish coffee. Drink up, Shriners! Sunday, it's the avalanche at the Flyers, 1 p.m. I was involved in an avalanche once. It happened up at Pinups on the boulevard. I ordered a 3-gal couch dance, and they tried to build a pyramid over top of me. The whole thing came toppling down, crashing down hard on me. It was the most pleasurable natural disaster I was ever involved in. Literal avalanche of peaches, melons, tacos, and bush beer. Hey, it was the 80s. Retro was still popular. Come on. Partly cloudy Sunday, warming up to a balmy 41 degrees. Let's hope the warmer weather helps our birds come together as a team. You know, I was good friends with Namdi Asomugha back in the day when he used to eat his lunch in the car. You remember that, Spike?
I do. I remember it well. Hollis Thomas broke that story.
One day it was me, Ike, Namdi, Hollis Thomas, Arlen Specter, Jason Babin, Malcolm Poindexter III, and D-line coach Jim Washburn. We all piled into Namdi's Nissan Maxima and ate lunch in the NovaCare parking lot. You know, one day Namdi even had it catered from the Penrose Diner. Ike was chowing down on cream chip beef. Next thing you know, Washburn tries to convert this conventional 4-3 waitress to the wide nine. not a good idea. That's Gladys, old Gladys. This waitress, 68-year-old pal mal packing hash slinger. She wasn't having any of it. Washburn wasn't wearing a cup. Gladys landed a kick cut to the groin, left Washburn lying there in a puddle of Howard mud.
Yeah, we cannot. We don't know that any of that is true. None of that is verified.
Well, Tornado always got along with his teammates, except for this one time. I had a production assistant who didn't talk to me for a month, all because I signed a woman's breast at the state fair event. How did I know it was his mother? Didn't get any better. I dated Mrs. Duckworth for 3 years. Sent her chocolates every Mother's Day. She still spurned me.
Okay, can we finish up the forecast, please?
Starting the end. Eagles fans are heading out to Los Angeles. I worked at L.A. at WNIP, the NIP. We had a weather girl named Sandy Sideboob. She'd give you a peek at the 7-day and a few more things, too. Come on. SoFi Stadium, Monday Night Football. Temperature a cool 60 degrees for kickoff. Go Birds, 50-50 chance of rectification and Californication. You heard it here first, the world's most accurate forecast, Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right, there he is, Tornado Shapiro.
It's 60-year-old wages. Yes. Pow-mow packing and hash.
Yes. And then there was the just the terrible wide nine joke.
Oh,
I did
man.
Like that group. It was you, Nnamdi, Hollis Thomas, Senator Arlen Specter, Jason Babin, Malcolm Poindexter III, and Jim Washburn. I think Malcolm Poindexter was a reporter on Channel 6. I don't know. And Jim Washburn, of course.
Washburn. Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there selling and signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Which do you say, Paul McCartney and Wings or Paul McCartney and the Wings? Paul McCartney and Wings is 63% because it's the name of the artist.
Really?
Yes.
See, maybe it's a Philly thing. You know, where he had S's to everything?
Yeah, Nordstrom's,
yeah.
We say.
Yeah, the Wings.
Yeah, maybe.
You learn something new every day.
Well, I told you 3 hours ago it was Paul McCartney and Wings.
No, I didn't want to believe you.
I told you to Google it because it's right there. It's right on the album cover.
I just didn't know if people called it that or if they called the Wings.
All right. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Ike Reese, you are pathetic. You need the Cowboys to lose to make you feel better.
Yep.
So your fraudulent Eagles can win the East?
Yeah, I'll take it.
My stock is down. It's because it's your fault. You and Spike and Jack, it's your fault. You trashed the Cowboys for 2 years. You said they were irrelevant. They were a terrible organization. Jerry's a dope. You wouldn't take my calls because you're like, oh, well, Cowboys are irrelevant.
Oh, no, we've always taken your call.
Oh, come on. That's a lie.
They won 3 in a row, and you guys treat them like royalty now, you know? So, yeah, I'm a little confused about how to deal with you bozos. And Ike Aikman, you sit there and go like, oh, well, as long as I win my bet and I make money from the Cowboys, I love them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. As long as they're making you money. And listen, the Cowboys are going to win their next four games. They're going to win the next four games. They didn't look that bad last night. Okay. And as for the Eagles, only the Raiders are the only team you have a chance of winning against. And that's about it. Everybody else is going to give 100% to beat your fraudulent butts out there. And by the way, Ike, could you do me a favor? Could you replace Kirk Herbstreit? He sucks, as do you guys. Goodbye, losers.
I saw a lot of Kirk Herbstreit complaints last night.
Well, Herbie was doing the shoddy thing last night.
A lot of shoddy.
Yeah, where he kept calling
Schottenheimer
shoddy.
I mean, Herbstreit's stock has fallen so far that people are ripping the dog. And people love dogs.
Poor dog.
I love Herbie.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, on college
I'm a
football.
Herbstreit guy. Yeah,
college football.
I don't mind him on pro football.
He put Carson 6 feet under. And
I did not appreciate that.
Yeah.
I did not. But he's sitting next to Al Michaels.
Well,
he's half dead.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Poor Al Michaels.
If Al Michaels doesn't have something on the game, he's not interested.
Oh, man.
You know he's got a couple of shekels.
Well, he's famous for that. He's famous for that. Sixers won a very strange game last night. They got off to I think they were leading by 22 at halftime. It was their biggest halftime lead since January of 2024. They even survived the third quarter mostly. I think they were up 16 after three. And I think I tweeted it the middle of the third quarter. I said, this is going to be a 4-point game with 5 minutes left. I could feel it in my bones. And there it was. And and they even lost the lead. And somehow, some way, with, first of all, VJ Edgecombe, the stats from last night will not knock you out. You know, it was 10-6-6 with two steals. But his two steals, with the one with 10 seconds left, Nick Nurse ends up challenging it, but, you know, Golden State gets the ball. Then he steals the ball again, setting up that final possession. Mm-hmm. Then Maxey misses the last shot. Edgecombe puts the putback back in, and then God bless Tyrese Maxey. Misses the shot, falls into the bench. Golden State has D'Anthony Melton has a wide-open layup. Maxey closes in, chase down block, doesn't foul him. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing end of the game, which looked like it was going to be a horrible loss. Ends up being a win that you feel pretty good about, even though they blew a 22-point
lead. Yeah, I was going to say it definitely would have been a horrible loss.
Yeah.
I saw the first half, didn't see any of the second half.
Okay.
I saw your tweet, and I'm like, nah, I don't know how this is happening. Steph Curry's not even playing tonight.
Yeah. And he benched all the other guys. It was the backups of the backups. He benched Kuminga. He benched the
Pods. Even know that. Yeah.
Yeah, he benched all those guys, and okay. It was their backups that came in there and did.
So what did we just start missing shots or?
It just the only.
Well, Nick Nurse can't coach a third quarter.
Well, yeah, that's it. It really wasn't even the third quarter. There's one Nick Nurse complaint I have for last night. So we're out Paul George, right? So he starts Grimes and Maxey in the backcourt. Fine. I say to myself, there's McCain, first guard off the bench. There's your backup point guard. There were 2 3-minute stretches in the game where he had neither Maxey nor McCain on the court. You can't have Quentin Grimes being your lead ball handler when both those guys are healthy.
Yeah.
You need to have one guy or the other. You know, McCain only plays 21 minutes. I'm fine with 21 minutes as long as he is on the court when Maxey's not on the court. You have now, honestly, McCain, it was not a great game for McCain last night, but he is a far more competent ball handler than Quentin Grimes is. So I think that was, and they just got out of the flow of everything. And you know how basketball is nowadays. You start hitting, you hit a couple 3-point shots. It's like it runs back and forth, and they could not stop the bleeding. They got sloppy, a lot of bad turnovers, but they figured it out, I guess.
Yeah,
it was not a good Joel game either.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You just answered it, so I don't need to ask you that. But then I was going to say, when Steph's not playing, I think this was their first East Coast game they just got in.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, all right, they're going to throw the towel in on this game tonight.
Yeah.
They still found a way. Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that final score.
And Draymond went out at halftime.
Okay.
So Draymond got hurt at halftime.
Okay.
He had a hand thing.
That. Yeah.
So no Butler, no Curry.
No Steph, no
Draymond.
And they still came back.
And they still – now, the Sixers were 4-point favorites. I didn't expect them to win by 20 points. It was ugly in the second half.
And it's almost hard to hold a lead that big that long.
In the NBA,
yeah.
If you're not a really, really good team, every team will make a run.
Yes.
Every team will make a run.
Yep.
Just one other thing. Dominic Barlow is awesome. Now, he can't shoot. Whatever. The fact that they, hopefully in the offseason, they rebuild a shot. Mm-hmm. That kid, not only, I think he had 14 rebounds last night, but he can put the ball on the floor. He can take a dribble toward the rim, and a couple of nifty passes. That he is good. They will convert that to a full contract so they can play him more games this year. They found something in him. He's
good youthful
player.
Energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tasty Cake Don Barlow.
Yeah. Look, Tasty Cake was right about Don Barlow.
He was?
Yeah.
It is a little jarring seeing someone wear 25. Again.
Oh, yeah.
I keep thinking.
Is he the first one to wear it?
No, they've had 25 since then.
Have they?
Yeah, they have. I don't know off the top of my head who, but he's not the first guy to wear 25.
One complaint just from the first half with Kate.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, do we have to constantly refer to Melton as a former Sixer teammate?
Well, he's former Sixer great.
Yeah, well. I'm just saying, I heard that so many times last night. His former teammate, oh, okay, we get it.
And they got him at the end.
Yeah, the only, if I'm to give Kate any grace, he and Maxey are very close.
Right.
So
well,
maybe
yeah.
That's what it was.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what he usually was. It was surrounding Maxey.
Maxey said that Melton was at his house the day before for a few hours. They were, and it was Maxey that then, but yeah, it's not like he is an all-time Sixer.
Thank you.
He's all a right, good
all
player.
Right, that's all I was at.
He's a good player.
Made me had to rethink about his career.
I like Melton.
Did I miss something?
And here are the players that have worn 25 since Ben Simmons. Daniel House.
Okay, yeah.
Darius Baisley.
Who?
Isaiah Mobley and Lester Quinones.
Who the hell is old? I heard of the first one. Those
Daniel
other
House. I remember House and Baisley.
Yeah, I don't even remember Baisley.
So, all right. So I have not heard this.
A lot of gems in this.
Yeah. So I was sent a tweet that is 6.5 minutes of Chris Sims explaining what is wrong with the Eagles offense.
Oh, boy.
Would you like? Now, Jack has, I sent it to Jack, and Jack texts me back, this is 6.5 minutes. And I said, Jack, I am told he talks for the entire 6.5 minutes.
Did not stop talking.
He didn't stop. So Jack has whittled it down to about 2 minutes. So
yes.
Here is Philadelphia's favorite, Chris Sims, breaking down what is wrong with the Eagles offense.
Everybody's blaming the coaches, and the blame deserves to be on the quarterback, and that's it. This is why you heard last week and the week before from Philadelphia beat writers that have been there forever, Seth Joyner, all these people that, you know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the organization about the quarterback. The quarterback won't play the game in the pocket. The quarterback has hijacked the offense and won't let them run certain plays. I've been saying this for 2 years, right? Now people are starting to realize, and I'm not just saying it. I know it. I've been told by people that are there now, people that were there and left. Nick Sirianni didn't get this job because they went, man, you only have 5 plays in your offense. We want you. They run a limited offense because of the quarterback. The run game's never been creative. Right? It's never. Last year, it wasn't overly creative. It was a lot of the same runs you're seeing right now. Right? But at the same time, as you know, in the NFL, teams figure out how to defend certain things. Right? And then here with this, teams have found the formula to go, wait, we cannot be steamrolled by the biggest, most powerful offensive line in football. We can figure out ways to stop the run because the pass game is so simple and there's certain plays and throws that the quarterback just won't throw. So that's what it looks like. I broke it down on my podcast last week. I mean, if you look at plays from the Cowboy game, there's people open everywhere when they can't score, in the second, third, and fourth quarter. But there's a quarterback that doesn't really go through the reads. He watches the rush. He doesn't throw the ball on rhythm, right? And I know he's told them that he doesn't want the offense to be crazy. Right? So he doesn't. He's been very firm about it. I want the same way the offense was when we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs the first time. So he's not going to allow them to reinvent the wheel and do different things there. So that's where everybody's got to get off the coaches. This is where the organization's going crazy because the public is pointing the finger at everybody except the guy that deserves the blame. And all the players and coaches know it's the quarterback. And that's the issue with everything. It's not high-level throws. And if you watch it, yes, he never reads the play or the concept. He plays one-on-one ball. And if, a little bit like we talked about with Aaron Rodgers, yeah, you look at A.J. Brown. It's either he's one-on-one and we throw the ball up or a back shoulder, or we throw slant routes one-on-one to him or Devontae Smith. And it's just hard to operate like that in the 2025 NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So there he is. Chris Sims taking his victory lap a little early.
Yeah, totally not surprised where that went.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll say this. I think the idea that no one is placing blame on Jalen is completely false. What people are doing are pushing back against, it's only Jalen.
Yes.
Like yeah. Jalen has certainly gotten a fair share of criticism here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are pushing back against the idea that everything else is good with the team except for Jalen.
Yes.
And that's what that sounded like. That sounded like it's Jalen, it isn't anybody else.
So I think what he is, sometimes this gets a little messy because I think sometimes he's not talking, I think he's aware of what Jalen is. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. The reason it's not working, they can't run the ball. We all know to a degree, we all agree what Jalen's good at, what he's mm-hmm. not good at.
Yep.
So to say that it's his fault that he's not good at something we already knew he wasn't good at, I think what it is more that Chris Sims is doing is saying, I told you this is not what he's saying, but I told you this is what
this
he
is what
was.
It was. Yeah.
I told you this is what he was.
Yeah.
So I think he is wrong when he is saying, you know, it's all him. It's not him. If you don't expect him to be able to do a certain thing, just like I've said a bunch of times, if all of a sudden the Rams were in a position where Matt Stafford had to run read option and run the ball, and then you said it's Matt Stafford's fault he can't run the ball,
right.
It would sound insane.
Yes.
It would sound crazy, yep. Right? Nobody would, everybody would say, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I think to an extent, saying that Jalen Hurts needs to be the engine of the offense from a passing standpoint,
I don't think he's capable of doing that.
I don't think he is either, yeah. Which is not, I don't mean it as a slight, I mean it as a reality. I think when the team can operate and put him in the best position to be himself, which is not that, I think he is a good quarterback. But I think when he's forced to put in a position like this, I just think you see that is not what he is best at.
Yeah, and this is, it also comes off as, again, trying to cover your own ass.
Yes, yes.
Because you hear a lot of, it's not the coaches. Well, that to me says that means somebody is trying to make sure people know that it's not
the coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's what that feels like.
And
everybody is trying to make the point that it's not the coaches.
If I could make one quick defense of Jalen here. In this,
don't act like it pains you.
Well, I actually think I've done a lot of Jalen defending over the last month in large part. Him saying that he wants the plays that he can actually execute is not like a crazy thing. I don't think it helps him or anyone for them to throw some sort of, like, Sean McVay style, you're under center all the time. There's crossing routes all the time. There's all kinds of pre-snap motion. I don't think he would say he doesn't want to do it because he's not good at it.
Right.
I don't think he doesn't want to do it because he's
like,
he thinks he's the offensive coordinator.
Right.
I just think it's maybe it comes out like this is what I want to do, but really what it is this is what I can, what I
this
can
is what
do,
I'm capable of doing. This is what, I'm good at. Yeah, yeah. And listen, we were having these discussions last year. We used to argue with Elliot when he was trying to tell us how everything was based around the passing game a year ago.
Yeah.
And it clearly wasn't.
And you, just to Elliot's point, he was always, and I'll bring this up with him on Tuesday, he was always, well, they can pass it when they need to.
Right.
They need to.
Right.
They need to.
Right.
Where is it? That, I heard that all last year.
That's
they pass
true.
It when they need to. They, yep. Well, they need to. They need to. All right. 215-592-9494. Jaws joining us next. Jack, thank you for the quick work editing that down.
Oh, my pleasure.
I know it was your pleasure.
My pleasure. Yeah. A lot of truth.
Yeah.
A lot of truth.
You should have seen the smiles in that room as he's editing. Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow.
I said this.
He wanted to make sure I didn't hear it until we're here. I didn't even know about that.
He was like a music producer that knew he just wrote a hit. You know, he's like, oh, man, that's a bang. Listen to that hook.
He had three scoops in there.
Josh joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, the Black Friday mega sale. You heard about it all the last 2 weeks. Well, guess what? The good news is here. It's been extended.
So it's still going.
It's still going
on. Even though Black Friday was a week ago.
They said, you know what? They are a people helping people kind of company at National Appliance Warehouse, and this is what they're doing to take care of their customers. They're always looking to take care of their customers, Spike. I mean, when you walk in there, they treat you like family. Mm-hmm. They make sure they're going to pair you with the right appliance.
Mm-hmm.
They do installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse.
They're problem solvers. Your problem, you need appliances in your house, their solution, we'll get them to you.
And the best part is, they have over 100 brands.
Yep.
15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, and there's up to 40% off right now. So they have all the appliances. You're going to have a great experience with their industry-leading service team. And on top of that, you're going to get the best price. So what's the excuse? Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale. It's been extended. Don't miss this. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.